How to stay on top of your finances. Periodically, I ask my financial department for what I call my financial small shot. This report reflects, among other financial data, my cash balances, investments, sales of condominium units, and so forth. If I didn't check up on it regularly, I would be in big financial trouble, and I would have no one to blame but myself. You should pull yours together once in a while, too. Keep track of your various positions, and when you see a trend you don't like, change it. Don't assume that your stocks are performing well, or that your house is appreciating in value, or that your business is growing just because someone tells you it is. Always look at the numbers yourself. If things turn grim, you're the one left holding the checkbook. One day, back in the late 1980s, Jeff McConney, my controller, prepared my small shot and brought it to me. I looked down at it and immediately told Jeff, "You're fired." I told him I didn't want excuses and I thought he was doing a lousy job managing my cash. Although I am a multi-billionaire and I had a multi-billion dollar organization, every dollar spent by this company comes out of my pocket. The point I was making to Jeff was that even though various payments always need to be made, always question invoices and never accept a contractor's first bid. Negotiate. Negotiate or get out. Jeff got the message and has been with me for 17 years and is doing a terrific job. He looks out for my bottom line as if the money were his own. Whether you have someone managing your bottom line or you're doing it yourself, money, like anything, takes maintenance and planning to grow. Don't ignore it, because if you do, you're going to lose it. How to motivate yourself financially. I've met some brilliant business people in my time, but some of them will never be billionaires because they never act on those brilliant ideas. 20% of your priorities will give you 80% of your productivity. You should always focus your time, energy, and efforts on the top 20% of your priorities. That's a 4-to-1 return on your investment. So if you have a great idea, no matter how much work you know it will require, get going. Don't just sit there. There's nothing more criminal and self-destructive than having a great idea and then putting it off. As the saying goes, a slow starter is always the fastest finisher. I once knew a guy who had terrific ideas, could talk them up at hurricane force and go off and putter away at something else. He would lose his momentum before he even got going. What's the point? He was a personification of the term windbag, and I see and hear a lot of them every day. Maybe they're just entertaining themselves, and in that case, they should be charging admission because it's the only way they'll ever make a cent. Get a move on. Being rich isn't a passive state. Ultimately, time is more valuable than money, because if you run out of money, you can start over again. But when you've run out of time, there's no starting over.